Indian shares ended a volatile session lower on Friday, weighed down by declines in pharmaceutical and information technology firms, to mark their sixth session of losses ahead of the federal budget on Monday. The blue-chip NSE Nifty 50 index fell 1.32% to 13,634.6 and the benchmark S&P PBSE Sensex closed 1.26% weaker at 46,285.77. The indexes ended the week 5.1% and 5.3% lower, making it their second straight weekly loss. With Friday and number 39, S close, the Nifty 50 has declined 2.5% in January, after scaling record highs on multiple occasions during the month as investors bet on a quick economic recovery aided by the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. On Friday afternoon, the Indian government forecast a robust economic recovery of 11% for fiscal 2021-22 in its annual economic statement. Markets reversed some losses to edge up in the aftermath, but eventually retreated back into the red. Shares of Dr. Reddy and No. 39, S Laboratories fell 6.6% to their lowest level since September 16, 2020, after the drug maker and No. 39, S third quarter profit missed estimates on a 6 billion rupee impairment charge. And Guat, Dr. Reddy and No. 39, S numbers have disappointed due to the provisions and that has led to some nervousness in the pharma sector. The market discounts everything very fast and people have to shift their positions, and Guat, said Anita Gandhi, director at R.E. Hunt Capital Markets in Mumbai. Shares of IT heavyweights Infosys and Tata Consultancy Services ended the day 2.9% and 2.7% lower to be among top drags on the Nifty. The Nifty Pharma Index was down 1.8%, while the Nifty IT Index closed 2.6% lower. Top private lender HDFC Bank was the biggest boost, ending the day 1.4% higher and helping the Nifty Bank Index advance 0.7%. India and No. 39, S Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is expected to unveil plans to boost economic growth, with officials also cautioning of tough choices that may have to be made to keep in check the government and No. 39, S ballooning debt.